Police reform include new uniforms. Montgomery County is considering the issue. I'm Kate Ryan.
The Library of Congress presents free summer concerts. I'm Jason Fraley.
The Dow is down 190 points.
It's 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. Someone shouted at the Buffalo massacre suspect as he was led out of court today, calling him a coward. Others, like Sharon Doyle, came to see what they could see.
I thought I would come down here and face evil, but I understand he went through a tunnel. I don't know anything about an underground tunnel. I've never been to jail, so I didn't get to see him.
A judge did get to see the 18-year-old white suspect in what authorities have labeled a racist hate crime. CBS's Jerika Duncan says a grand jury has issued an indictment.
The attorneys on both sides really aren't speaking. The district attorney released a statement basically just confirming that a grand jury had already received or voted, rather, to indict. They didn't give any specifics on that. They mentioned in their press release that they're not offering any more comment.
Well, now to Washington, where FDA Chief Robert Califf is telling Congress more needs to be done to shore things up in the midst of the infant formula shortage.
Unless we make the right investments in our infrastructure, including technology, data, people, and a modernized supply chain system, we will continue to see shortages and problems across the industries we regulate.
A Connecticut Democrat, Rosa DeLauro, says there's a lot more to it than that.
The shortage was caused in large part by the lack of action by the FDA and by corporate greed and consolidation. In this case, Abbott putting profits in production over people.
Well, the House has approved more money for the FDA. President Biden's invoked the Defense Production Act designed to boost formula supplies. This morning, a show of support from Mr. Biden at the White House for leaders of Finland and Sweden. They want to join NATO.
President Biden says his administration will report to the Senate the two countries' applications for quick approval.
They have the full, total, complete backing of the United States of America.
But it comes amid opposition from NATO member Turkey. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is opposed to Finland and Sweden's support for Kurdish rebels in Turkey. Finnish President Sauli Niinisto offered reassurances.
We will commit to Turkey's security just as Turkey will commit to our security.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Well, stock investors have suffered deep losses in recent weeks. Bankrate's Greg McBride says it may have caused some to rethink.
Just 18% of individual investors plan to increase their stock market investments this year compared to 2021. Now, what's most encouraging about this is that younger Gen Z and millennial investors that have the most to gain through decades of compounded growth, they're the most likely to increase their stock market investments.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 189 points. The NASDAQ is up 107. The S&P is down 1. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
It's 12:03 on Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Sunny skies, high near 85. Good afternoon. I'm Gigi Barnett.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. If you fly out of Reagan National Airport, you'll soon have to get used to new signs that tell you where to go.
Starting early next month, all of the terminals and gates will look different. Currently, Reagan National is divided into Terminal A and Terminal BC, but that will become Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, and all gate numbers will get a letter in front of them. So gates 1 through 9 will become gates A1 through A9, for example.
These sign enhancements should make the navigation around the airport more intuitive.
Crystal Nosell is with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, which oversees Reagan National. She says it's all part of recent improvements and expansions at the airport.
Updating the signs became the next logical step.
Nick Ainelli, WTOP News.
It's been a while, but tolls could be going up on a major commuter route.
Today here on the Dulles Toll Road, it's 3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. Starting in January, it would be $6 if the proposal is approved by the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. This would be the first toll increase since 2019. The extra revenue would help pay for construction of Metro Silver Line as well as maintaining the toll road. Looking ahead, toll road users would expect rate increases of $1.25 every 5 years. on the Dulles Toll Road. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
So how do we get Americans to stop commuting by car or to reduce the number of commutes they make? WTOP's Dick Giuliano says it's a question that's been asked for decades, and no one seems to have an answer.
A deep dive into transportation by the Center for Washington Area Studies has found what it calls remarkable consistency over the past 50 years in the daily commute.
In 1970, around the region, most of us got around by car, so slightly under 80%.
50 years later, it's roughly 80% driving to work in cars, some alone, some carpooling. Metro Rail ridership has been declining since 2010. There's public transit growth in the area, like Alexandria's Dash Bus. Alexandria City Councilman Kanika Gire says there are ways to boost public transit.
We need to make sure that there's consistent all-day service that is reliable.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Police have arrested a 47-year-old surgical assistant from Ellicott City on charges of sexual assault. Mir Asadullah Naqvi is accused of sexually assaulting a patient after a surgical procedure at the Olney Center for the Oral Surgery in early April. Police say the female victim immediately reported the assault, and evidence was collected that detectives were able to link to Naqvi, who was arrested yesterday. He is in jail awaiting a bond hearing. Police believe Naqvi victimized others, and they're like to hear from anyone who has information about possible assaults.
Montgomery County is reimagining its police department from top to bottom. And part of that extensive process is considering changes to what the officers wear.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says as the county's enacted police reforms, there's also been a discussion about police uniforms. The current uniforms are black, and Elrich says there's a consensus that the current look is, in his words, intimidating.
It's something that we ought to do and that will help take some of the intimidation out of the appearance of an officer.
He says the union that represents sworn officers, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the department are looking at a change.
And they're still in the process of deciding on a color for the rank and file police, and as well as colors for the management.
The cost, he estimates, would run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, the Census Bureau says it undercounted in some states and overcounted in others. It's 12:07.
If you've tried antidepressants and talk therapy but continue to feel depressed, you should know it doesn't have to be that way. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth specializes in treating the toughest cases of depression with TMS therapy, the safe and effective, FDA-cleared, non-drug, non-invasive therapy. If medications and talk therapy haven't fully resolved your symptoms of depression, schedule a free consultation today with Greenbrook TMS.